listening to God's Big Story, a podcast for kids. Every week, we teach the Bible, sing the Bible, and talk about what it means with a friend or two. I'm your host, Julie, and today I'm here with my very good friend and co-host, Karis.
Hey, friends!
Karis, do you know what time it is?
Oh, sure. It's 3 o'clock. Why? Do you need to be somewhere?
Oh, no. Not that kind of time. I mean, do you know what time of the year it is?
It's fall, or winter, or actually, I'm not sure.
Karis! I mean, it's Christmas time! It's only the most wonderful time of the whole entire year.
Well, I knew that. Why didn't you just say so? I love this time of year so much. The decorations and the songs and my favorite jokes.
Jokes?
Yes! Christmas jokes are the best. Like, what do snowmen eat for breakfast?
Snowflake.
But sometimes it is so hard to wait for Christmas.
Ugh, I know what you mean, Karis. So in our family, we have an advent calendar, and that helps us to count down the days till Christmas.
Oh, us too. It helps us remember that Christmas is not just about the presents, although those are awesome, but it's about Jesus' birth. Speaking of advent, we want to hear from you. What do you think the word advent means?
We get prizes when I get prizes when we play it.
Advent is when we wait for Christmas and for Jesus' birthday.
Advent is when we celebrate that Jesus came to say sinners and was born to us.
That when you wait for Jesus for his birthday.
Advent is when you say and you blow candles.
Advent's when you gather around and tell the story about Jesus.
Like Advent blocks.
You get to learn stuff.
Advent is when you light a candle, and when you're done, you get candy.
It's when you're waiting for Jesus to come back.
Advent is when you get candy.
So, like waiting for God to come back?
Waiting for the Savior to come.
And what do you look forward to about Christmas?
I like Christmas. Sometimes I hang up the trees when I help my dad.
Jesus' birthday.
Presents.
I like spending time with my family.
Presents and Jesus. That God got born.
That I get to see my family on Christmas.
That it's God's birth.
Jesus' birth.
Spend time with my family.
Opening presents.
That Jesus is getting born.
Everything.
That Jesus is getting born.
Everything.
The birth of Jesus.
Christmas presents.
Spending time with your family.
I like about family, and I like it about setting up the lights.
So my favorite part of Christmas is gingerbread house.
Yes, that was so much fun, and you had such great answers. The word Advent means coming. At this special time of the year, we get to celebrate Jesus coming to earth as a baby. And at the end of Advent, we celebrate Christmas, Jesus' birthday.
Listeners, you are so excited for so many wonderful Christmas activities. I hope you get to make some great memories. Julie, what are you most excited about this Christmas or Advent season?
Well, I think if I could only choose one thing, then I'm most excited to buy gifts for my family. I just love giving someone something I know they're going to treasure. What about you, Karis?
I'm most excited to pick out and decorate a Christmas tree. I love having a real tree in my home. The smell and the twinkle of the lights at night. And of course, unwrapping all the ornaments my family has collected over the years and finding just the right branch to hang them on.
Oh, that sounds so great, Karis. Well, while we excitedly and patiently wait for that day, Christmas Day, we're going to take 3 God's Big Story episodes to learn from the Bible what happened around the time Jesus was born.
In order to do that, we'll have to go all the way back to the beginning.
our story today comes from the Bible. The Bible is God's true word. It is from God and about God, and it is true. Let's pray and ask God to help us to listen and to understand his word. Dear God, thank you so much for your word. Thank you for Jesus, who is the truth, and for the Holy Spirit, who helps us understand who you are and what you have done. Amen.
In the beginning of the Bible, in the book of Genesis, we learn that God made everything, and everything he made was good. There was no sin or sadness or sickness or death. God created Adam and Eve, and they had hearts that loved and trusted Jesus.
God placed Adam and Eve in a garden called Eden. Eden was beautiful and full of good things like animals and tasty food. Do you know what the best thing about the garden was? Adam and Eve got to be with God. They got to walk with God and to talk with God and see God face to face. There is nothing better than getting to be with God.
God gave Adam and Eve everything they needed in the garden. He gave them every tree in the garden to eat from, except one. God is so generous. God also gave Adam and Eve one rule. He told Adam and Eve they could not eat the fruit from that one tree. God was protecting Adam and Eve by telling them not to eat the fruit from the tree. God knew that if they ate the fruit, they'd be separated from God and they would die. God's rule keep Adam and Eve safe and help them live the happiest lives possible.
Well, one day, a beautiful snake came into the garden and he spoke to Eve. The snake lied to Eve. The snake told Eve that if she ate the fruit from the one tree, that she would not die, but instead she would be like God. Oh, what a terrible lie.
Sadly, Eve believed the snake instead of believing God. Let's get an even closer look at the story by reading what happened next from the Bible. If you're at home, open up your Bible with me. Our story today can be found in the Old Testament, in the book of Genesis, chapter 3, verse 6. I'll give you just a moment to find it. Genesis 3, 6. Remember, it's okay to ask for help if you need it. If you don't have a Bible with you now, that's okay too. You can just listen very closely. Okay, is everyone ready? Genesis 3, 6 says, "So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was to be desired to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. And she also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate."
Just as soon as Adam and Eve disobeyed God and ate the fruit, sin entered the world, and everything in God's good world broke. Now there was sickness and death and sadness and bad things. When Adam and Eve sinned, their hearts also became sick with sin.
Adam and Eve knew they had done something terrible, so they tried to hide from God, crouch down and pretend to hide. Can we hide from God? No. God knows everything and sees everything. God came looking for Adam and Eve in the garden. God had told Adam and Eve what would happen if they ate the fruit. They would die. And they would be separated from God. There is nothing worse than being separated from God.
God sent Adam and Eve out of the Garden of Eden. But before he sent them out, he made them a promise. It was a very, very important promise. Are you listening? God promised Adam and Eve that one day he would send a savior to rescue God's people from sin. That savior would fix everything that sin had broken. And that savior would defeat the snake that had lied to Adam and Eve. Do you know who that savior was? I bet you do. Jesus, that's right. On the count of three, say Jesus. One, two, three, Jesus.
Some days God's people waited for a savior patiently. Some days they waited with tears and frustration. Some days they wondered if God had just forgotten his promise. But God continued to whisper his promise to send Jesus over and over again throughout the Bible. And one day, when no one was expecting it, Jesus came. God kept his promise to send a savior to save us from our sin. When we love and trust Jesus,
God takes the heart that is sick with sin out of us and gives us a new heart that loves and trusts Him. So from now until Christmas, we get to remember how God kept His promise to send Jesus. And we get to celebrate that Jesus came to save sinners. On the count of three, can you say with me, Jesus came to save sinners? 1, 2, 3.
Jesus came to save sinners.
This Advent season, let's memorize two verses that talk about Jesus' birth. Remembering God's word helps us know, love, trust, and obey Him all the more.
We've chosen verses from the New Testament, the book of Luke, chapter 2, verses 10 and 11. Luke 2, 10 and 11 says, "And the angel said to them, 'Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord.'"
We know that's a lot of words. Two whole verses is a lot of words. Sometimes when you're memorizing God's word, it helps when you put it to a song. So let's try it. Are you ready? Here we go.
And the angel said to them,
"Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." Luke 2:10 through 11. Luke 2:10 through 11. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Luke 2:10 through 11. Luke 2:10 through 11. Luke 2:10 through 11. 2:10 through 11. Luke 2:10 through 11. Luke 2:10 through 11.
Thanks for listening to God's Big Story. Today's story was just one of the stories in the Bible, which is really just one big story about one big God.
If you'd like to read more about Adam, Eve, or God's promise to send a Savior, you can turn to Genesis 3 anytime and read it together as a family, maybe over dinner. For more information or details about the show, be sure to check out the episode description or visit tbcresources.net.
And tune in next time to God's Big Story. We'll see you again soon.
Bye! Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!